This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited the U.S. Border Patrol Colexio, a station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico, saying that the country cannot take in any more migrants. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many countries, especially in Southeast Asia, are not heeding warnings by the U.S. about the possible security risk and allowing Chinese tech giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed wireless networks known as 5G. There are recent agreements between Huawei and Thailand, the Philippines, and Malaysia. This week, six former top U.S. military officials, including two who were commanders for the U.S. Pacific Command, issued a blunt warning of a future where a Chinese-developed 5G network could be widely adopted among American allies. The U.S. envoy assigned to promote a negotiated resolution to the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Afghan-born diplomat Zalmay Khalilzad landed Friday in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has held five meetings with Taliban representatives, mostly in Qatar, since late last year. This is VOA News. Arab media is reporting that Saudi Arabia arrested Friday a number of bloggers, writers, and activists in the latest show of force over a long-standing case of women activists demanding more rights from the government. A number of those women recently were given a court hearing after being held for more than a year. Three were released about 2 weeks ago. VOA's Ed Uranian reports from Cairo.
Female activist Hossa Al-Mahdi with the London-based Al-Qasd rights group told Al-Hora TV recently that the Saudi government has come under serious pressure from the U.S. and European states to improve its rights record.
She says Riyadh has been criticized by many countries for its ill treatment of those women activists arrested last year, including sexual intimidation and threats of torture, raising an outcry from 36 countries, which demanded that Saudi Arabia put a stop to such behavior. She says the Saudi government accuses the women of embarrassing the kingdom before the world by talking to foreign journalists and diplomats.
That's Ed Uranian reporting for VOA. After years of saber-rattling, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar on Thursday ordered his troops to march from the capital Tripoli, escalating a conflict with the internationally recognized government. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Khalifa Haftar leads forces in Libya's eastern half. His move takes the country's power struggle to a dangerous new level. Libya has been divided into two main factions since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown back in 2011. The government in Tripoli is recognized as the legitimate government by most Western countries. The parallel administration in the east is allied to Haftar, who's backed by the UAE and Egypt. Haftar's forces call themselves the Libyan National Army. The two sides have endured years of fighting. On Friday, forces loyal to the Tripoli government said they'd taken 145 of those National Army troops prisoner and confiscated 60 vehicles. Meanwhile, Haftar has taken the city of Garayan, about 80 kilometers south of Tripoli.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced new sanctions Friday on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. The new sanctions are part of the U.S. effort to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, making way for opposition leader Juan Guaido, which the United States and 50 other countries support as Venezuela's rightful leader. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. It's music time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's Pan-African playlist is awesome. It twists and turns through 13 countries, three decades, and it grooves in styles from Afro beats to Mbakanga. I've got a lot of exciting new music, too. There's Emmanuel Jal and Nyaurach from South Sudan. There's Blinky Bill from Kenya, Aida Sam from Senegal, rising reggae dancehall star from Jamaica, Coffee, rock guitarist Bambino from Niger, and Chanel Lakinda out of Gabon. Now, my feature interview is with Seun Olota. He is from Nigeria, but talks with Bill Odidi, who's in Nairobi, while on tour there with his big, beautiful Afrofusion band. Now, that interview comes at the back half of the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm joined by Tolumide, who's sitting right next to me. Hey, Tolumide.
Hi.
Tolumide is a VOA graphic artist, and she's joining me for Song of the Week. And that song is from Tanzania called Katika.
Katika.
So let's get our groove on.
Yes.
Here's J.W. Ambole from Accra, Ghana, with Who Made Your Body Like That?
All right, stick it. Uh-huh. What you gonna do about it? Eba. Walk at your honor, I won't tell him. Missy Abadochi. Get on down. Eba. Take it all the kind of boof. Uh-huh. Get on down. Hey, bro. Hold me up, bro.
Best friend, hope you like my beginning, cause I like your end. Can buy you pizza with my money on top. Yes, I'm a teaser, can say money non stop. More expensive than GH, I confirm. Don't be defensive, cause I feel to confirm. Your puppy bitches, so cause they can't be like your mommy. Where your body, they sizzle, my eye, they do look oligy. Believe, believe, do me the time I see you for Bollywood. Ambulance, see me where you see me, make a holla you. See how my heart, they beat like the drums. So my stomach, they play conga. Your shape be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs tick past the bass guitar sound. Your voice dey like the organ in chords. Don't make my team raise like the horn section, though. Laugh me plus in deep voice.
That's it, one love. I like the way you're cooking it, bro. Oh, let's go, hey. Get it. Deep on. Stamina on panic. Who made it?
That was Ambole from Ghana. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. The next three tunes I've got in queue are super hot, beats-oriented dance tunes, all released in 2018. The first up is Coffee. That's spelled with a K, by the way. Mikaela Coffee Simpson is a 19-year-old Jamaican singer-songwriter who's winning hearts and mad respect all over Jamaica. Here's Toast.
Can't ball in a life, man. Go on with it, but go on with it.
Yo, DJ, are you kidding me?
Toast, yeah. So we are coming in with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all.
Yeah. Hey, this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right, now, Blinky Bill has Nairobi rocking with this Attention. That was Blinky Bill with Attention, a track off his 2018 Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. Yeah, that's the name of the album. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. What do you think of that, Tulumide?
I think that's amazing.
It's a long
that's a
title
long
for an
title
album, right?
For, yeah, very, very long. Very long. But catchy, though.
Yeah.
Because definitely it would make the audience feel like, okay, I want to find out
what this album is about. Now, here is your third super hot beat from Gabon. This is Chanel Lakinda, and she is crushing it with Chiza Benge, or people are just calling it now Chiza.
Lakinda. Le fe.
regarde plus, on regarde le paquet. Je ne fais jamais dans l'à peu près. Arrête un peu de détra la 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 depuis là. Tu me fais la fala, tu n'as pas compris que je suis pas la pala. Je suis là depuis qu'à la il a goûté la tira. Il peut pas laisser le goula. Faut pas chercher le poula. Il ne faut pas réveiller la kimda. Ding dong ding dong, lui et moi. Ding dong ding dong, ça fait. Ding dong ding dong, lui et moi. Ding dong ding dong. Tu me traites de tizambing, mais je suis la seule qui le rending. Maman arrête, tu nous embêtes. Yako, on mange dans la même assiette. Dans la story à toi et moi.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello music lovers. Now we're turning back to 2011 for a little sample of Mr. Flavor's Ashawo Remix. Yeah, now you might not know this, but this song's mojo is so good. Others since have recorded their own hit versions too, like there's the one by Ziggy Zaga in Ethiopia. That one came out in 2012. And then the Sukuma version by Tanzanian singer Mama Shauri. Some knowledge on you real quick about the history of this song. The original Sawale was recorded way back in 1970 by an artist named Cardinal Rex Jim Lawson. Do you remember Cardinal Rex Tolomito?
Yes, yes, yes. I remember his music.
Okay.
He's like one of our legends. You
exactly.
Know?
So yeah. Cardinal Rex, as he was known, was a singer, a trumpeter, a bandleader from New Calabar in what is present-day River State, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best-known Nigerian highlife musicians of the 1960s. Now, Cardinal Rex passed away January 18th, 1971. So that's nearly, what, half a century ago?
Yes, just about half a century.
Yes. And since we are in the month of January, I thought we should honor this Pan-African living music legacy with his own original version of Sawale.
Sawale, Sawale, Sawale.
This Yoruba expression, sawa, sawa, sawale, means run, run back home. And aishawo means...
prostitute.
Yeah, prostitute.
So run, run back home, prostitute.
Right, but what he was saying in the song was he was singing to a girl that had run away from home and is now living as a prostitute in the streets. Mm-hmm. And he sings, run, run back home before I go tell papa, before I go tell mama.
Yes.
Gracias.
Lives on, as does his memory. And yes. If you ever go to Port Harcourt, Nigeria, you can visit the Rex Lawson Cultural Center and walk down Lawson Street.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Won't meet his family.
From Nigeria to South Africa, here is the classic sound of Maskandi by another legend, Mfazo Mnyama. Born Mpateni Kumalo in rural Nongoma, KwaZulu-Natal, he was a brilliant left-handed guitarist and a singer and a producer. And he sang about everyday life, people's roots, their culture and heritage, and people just loved him for that. This is Gise Benzile Mama, and what he's singing is, I worked, Mama, but she's saying he's lazy. He says, but look at all these numbers on my phone. He's working hard,
he's working
he says.
Hard. Very hard.
Music Time in Africa.
Here's the hot new sound of Emmanuel Jal and his sister Nyaroach with Tishwang. And the song means you have a right. Wow, that was the brother-sister team from South Sudan, Emmanuel Jal and Nyaroach.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, hello, hello, everybody. This is Song of the Week, and today I have a very special guest with me. This is Tolumide.
Hey, everybody. Yes, so this is Tolumide.
Yeah, and she is a graphic artist at VOA, but also a singer-songwriter herself.
Yes.
So she has some nice insight into the Song of the Week we're about to listen to, and it is called Katika by a Tanzanian duo called Navi Kenzo. Had you ever heard of Navi Kenzo before?
Actually, I hadn't.
Yes.
Until you mentioned them, and I thought, oh, wow. So I went online and I looked them up and I saw that, wow, they've been around for a while.
Yes.
And they have many views. They've actually also been nominated for the Sound City MVP Awards and they have quite a following.
I will say something that I learned when doing some research. They have been together as a couple for almost 12 years.
Wow, 12 years?
Yes.
Wow.
And they've been doing music together for all that time. They're still together.
Wow.
I'm shocked. I mean, that's a hard thing.
Yes.
Really. Anyway, so let's listen to this song, Katika. It means wine, twerk, shake your booty.
Katika, 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 Katika. Baukata kinyonga Fukoni na mavumba Lungu nichili na sunta Yani bo 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 Kana niko shaga ro o o o Yani nasi mama de 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 Kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Baby girl dance for me one time. Ni unofeni kunata. Tena jifunge na ngata. Zile za kibao kata. Baby girl dance for me one time. Ni unofeni kunata. Katika, 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 Chambo, kapakia na mgando, kajegeje karambo, kana michezo ngomani sindi mbali zombe, na minapakia zabuani muogo aja ngombe, yani kana niko shaga ro o o o, pagana si mama de 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 de, kakitingisha wo 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 wo. Chechenea, yani adi nalegea. Katika, 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 katika.
Maumivu na ugulia, mwiba ukizama na hisi mateso, utamu na ngangania. Ndizi kwa nyama napata mchecheto na kuna nazi kwa mkongo jo na unga mchuzi wa soto jo unola rosti rojo rojo mikunjo flani wa bogo jo kibao kata tenteme teteme kilingeni kuzama uchutame uwezi pata we mpaka usimame haichagui mwembamba munene
nikalaze kwa bedi kitanda nikachezeshe samba na kalivu na body kinanda. Zimeni bamba katika 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 katika.
Wow. So that was Katika by Navi Kenzo, a couple duo from Tanzania. What'd you think of that, Tulumide?
It's a wonderful song. Definitely going to add that to my playlist.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Tulumide.
And this is Song of the Week. I've got two more songs for you now. Then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet our featured artist of the hour, Cheun Olota. You're gonna wanna slow it down for this one, guys. This is Love by Ida Sam and featuring Hakim.
Love, I will give my heart to you and make your dreams come true. Never make your heart to lose. Oh, no, 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 no.
Inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Yes, hello, hello, peepsters. Here's Grace Barbé from Seychelles with Afro Sega.
All right, that was Grace Barbe with Afro Sega. Now it's time for our feature interview with Sheon Olota. Phil Odidi presents.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Now, I've always got a chance to meet some of Africa's finest performers whenever they're visiting Nairobi. And recently, I got a chance to watch a Nigerian artist called Sheon Olota performing with his band. And I just love the way they tap into the legacy of Afrobeat, with Sheon playing the saxophone, the big band accompanying him, the dancers, and of course, music with a very strong socio-political message. Now, after that concert, Sheon told me a little about how he came into music and why he's chosen this specific style.
My name is Sheon Olota from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm a musician. We play Afro fusion kind of music. Some people say it's Afro beats. I own the music, you own the genre.
Just before we play one of your tracks, Sheon, tell us a little bit about your career.
My father was an organist. He's late now, died last year. Before I went to study medicine, he was an organist. I started from classical music, delved into jazz, was in the theater troupe. I've acted as an actor, stage, screen, went to formal studying, played with people on the streets. When I stand to talk, I talk not only from the perspective of the scholars, I as well talk from the perspective of people on the other side of the street.
Can we let the music speak a bit? Can you pick something
music,
from...
Let's talk.
Yeah, no, we can do a balance between the two. Okay, let's bring on some music.
Okay, that's the first track on the album. Okay, yeah. They say, Better Soup Na Money Killam. Pidgin English, that money made things happen. In the song, it's trying to tell you that better soup na money killam, that a soup that will be very delicious is from the market the journey will start.
Sheon Olota, and it's titled Oweri Soup.
Yes.
Now, let's take you back to your story. I mean, you talked about music beginning in your family, but playing professionally, when did that begin?
Yes, my secondary school, my seniors, my own punishment, when they punish other students to cut the grass and get water, mine is just to come and perform for them.
Really?
Yes, and when I got to Form 1, we had our first welcome party for freshers, the elites. We have, I think it's usually monthly. That's been my punishment, to perform before the seniors, and some seniors just want to harass you. Bullet, they call me Bullet. Bullet, Bullet. So yeah, come here, come up, pop up. All students, from 1 to 4, everybody lie down, lie down, lie down, lie down. We have Bullet. Perform, maybe if I don't want to perform, it's them. Oh, yeah, perform. So that was us.
Why did they call you Bullet?
Well, my name is Olota. So Ota is Bullet. I now got closer to traditional music. I lived in Ilorin, one city where all you just be hearing that music of the nomad, those kind of music.
Yeah.
Those kind of music, you know. You don't hear so.
So my Nigerian brother, Sheon Olota, has been wonderful speaking to you. We've got one more song to play, and it's going to be your choice.
You can do Petit Matter. Some people just want to be relevant, especially these days of social media, where somebody just comes on your wall to just comment. He wants to make himself relevant.
Me and you are too busy for Petit Matter. Baby, you're at home. Take my waka. Spare me, spare me, spare me.
Bounce, bounce.
Emi ati irekorara.
That's a Nigerian artist called Seun Olota along with his band, which is known as the Ecstasy Gang Band. I love the name of that group. And the song is called Petty Matter from the album Homebrew. I'm afraid that's just about all the time we had for now, but I certainly look forward to the next opportunity I get to connect you with more of the music and some of the artists who are creating a buzz here in Nairobi in Kenya. I'm Bilo Didi for Music Time in Africa from Nairobi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. All right, hello, everybody. We've got time for a couple more awesome tunes. So let's rock. Here's Bambino from Niger. This song, Ulin, comes off his 2018 album, Deran. That was Bambino. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now we turn to Zimbabwe for one last tune before saying goodbye. Here's the late Chiwoniso with Gomo. She sings,
We are the children of the mountains. We play the drums. We play the imbira. We play the hosho. We, the children of the mountains.
And with that song by the late Chiwoniso of Zimbabwe, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed today's program. A big thanks to Sheon Olota and Bill Odidi for joining us from Nairobi, and to Tolumide for coming on set for Song of the Week. If you want to reach out to me with questions about today's program or get updates and fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week, just click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.